I need eyes to see.
I need ears to hear.
And a heart to perceive.
You're talking to me.
I want to perceive my message with the word that came for the leaders yesterday when I went to the leaders meeting in West Springfield, and we had a good crowd, which was cool. And I had heard when I got into the driveway and parked, I heard Psalm 64 is for today and for this leadership meeting. So I have no idea how this is all going to pan out, but I read Psalm 64 in the Passion Translation. So it says, victory over evildoers. So I thought, hey, we got a lot of evildoers in this United States and all over the world. They have an agenda. But Holy Spirit is the helper. Amen? Say the helper's on the job.
The helper's on the job.
And he will purify.
And he will purify.
By the shining of his light. To expose those in darkness that are trying to destroy the church and the plan of God. Amen? So victory over evildoers. For the pure and shining one, King David's song. So this was a song that King David sang and probably taught all of his people in Israel. Lord, can't you hear my cry, my bitter complaint? Keep me safe from this band of criminals and from the conspiracy of these wicked men. Doesn't that describe?
What psalm are you in?
64.
Oh, I got the wrong one. I'm going, wait a minute, I'm not reading that.
6:4. Keep me safe from this band of criminals and from the conspiracy of these wicked men. They gather in their secret council to destroy me. Can't you hear their slander, their lies? Their words are like poison-tipped arrows shot from the shadows. We won't talk about shadows, but the arrows come from the shadows. Isn't that cool? They are unafraid and have no fear of consequences. That describes the nature of your dark forces. They are what? Unafraid and have no fear of consequences. They persist with their evil plans and plot together to hide their traps. They boast. They're proud, correct? They boast. No one can see us or stop us. So they're secure in their little hiding place. They search out opportunities to pervert justice. And I said, yes, I can see this. This is awesome, Lord. As they plan the perfect crime. I mean, can you describe what's going on right now in the United States and in the world? And I listened to Barry Bush.
Winch.
It's the last name is?
Winch.
Which is Winch or whatever. And I mean, this young man in Canada is absolutely anointed of the Lord to give an awakening. And I had Irene and I listen to it on YouTube. And so she was going to go do something. I said, you can't leave just yet, because he prophetically declared what happened when he was at a conference. And he prophesied over the children. 4 years old, 6 years old, 8 years old, whatever. And he said, they were so excited about the word that he gave that at the closing of the conference, now he's surrounded by kids from 4 years old on up. And so God's got a plan. The enemy might have his plan, but God's got a plan. So again, verse 6, they search out opportunities to pervert justice as they plan the perfect crime. How unsearchable is their endless evil? They try desperately to hide the deep darkness of their hearts. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But all the while, God has his own fire-tipped arrows.
Amen.
Notice they are fire-tipped. Got it? Suddenly, without warning, they will be pierced and struck down. Staggering backwards, they will be destroyed. But the very ones they spoke against, all who see this will view them with scorn. Then all will stand awestruck over what God has done. That's down the road. Seeing how he vindicated the victims of these crimes. The lovers of God will be glad. Say, I'm a lover, Lord. And I will be glad.
Rejoicing in the Lord.
I will be found in his glorious wraparound presence.
Singing songs of praise to God.
Hallelujah. Isn't that a godly gift? And I was blessed because some were in agreement and the covenant came into being. But as I listened after I gave this word, and I'm being honest now, some could not contain it or receive it. The negative responses spilled the beans of their hearts because I gave this word right at the beginning of intercession. And all of a sudden, I could hear the arrows of darkness coming in, trying to take it apart. They didn't know what they were doing. But my sensitive inner man was picking up. They couldn't take it to the bank. Now, you know what I mean by that, okay? They couldn't digest the word that God is in the control room over the United States of America. They couldn't take that in. It was unacceptable, and they would continue to pressure their agenda of darkness that is in full progress all around us. In the political realm, this person that, you know, began to speak had an injury, and I understand all that, but the word did not penetrate. Could be because they don't receive me. That's a possibility. But this word wasn't me. This word was him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Because how many get that feeling? This is God. Mm-hmm. He's giving us hope. Yeah. He's creating an open door. Those fiery arrows are going to come down the highway. And I do believe there's quite a few that have spoken about the prophetic season of the fall. There will be a lot that fall in the fall. I concur that that's politically a word that I believe will take place. We've already seen some progress, but I believe there's a lot more to go. The other piece to the puzzle is in John chapter 6, which you probably remember, is about Holy Communion. And I just want to share a little bit of what he showed me this week. Because again, I mean, every time you take his flesh and blood, you're going to be changed if you really look at the fine print. Okay? So, in John chapter 6, Jesus declares he's the living bread. But then, I want to take you to verse 45. Jesus continued, "It has been written by the prophets, They will all be taught by God himself. Well, guess what? He's on your case and he's on mine.
Amen.
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 I mean, we need each other, don't get me wrong. But God is the one that will be teaching us. And I believe the more we open up, the quicker the progress will be visible. If you are really listening to the Father and learning directly from him, you will come to me. Wow. Try that one on for size. Say, if I really listen, I'm really listening to my Heavenly Father and learning directly from him, then I will come to the Lord. I'll see Jesus in all things. I am the only one who has come from the Father's side. Say yes.
Yes.
Now, do I qualify? Can I say the words that Jesus spoke? I'm a spirit being. Jeremiah 1 says, he knew me before I came into this realm. All right? So, now Jesus is the only one at that time. But the new creations came into being after he went home and released his spirit so that we could become fully alive in God. So now we qualify. Say, the body of Christ has come from the Father's side. And Holy Spirit
sees the Father.
Therefore, the Father is in me.
The Son is in me.
And the Holy Spirit is in me.
They are one and we are one.
Yeah. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
You were the only one that came first.
You were the only one that came first.
We're following in your steps.
We're following in your steps.
And we're learning.
And we're learning.
We're learning to speak. We're learning to obey. We're learning to carry our cross and not complain.
Amen.
Verse 47. I speak to you living truth. Unite your hearts to me and believe. So he's coaxing them. Amen? And you will experience eternal life. Now hold on to your hats. I am the true bread of life. Jesus is the true bread of life. Footnote. Although not found in the Greek text, there are some Aramaic manuscripts that have, I am the living bread. I'm sorry. I am the living God, the bread of life. Now that takes you a little bit deeper. Amen? I am the living God, the bread of life. Say it. Jesus
is the living God.
And he's also the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert and died. But standing here before you is the true bread that comes out of heaven. And when you eat this bread, you will never die. Now, does that mean your earth suits might leave and might not leave?
Yep.
The earth suit is not the real you. The earth suit is a shell. And it looks like the real you, because when your spirit is removed from this body, there'll be no more wrinkles.
Hallelujah.
There'll be no saggy skin, you know.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Won't that be a victory, huh? 51. I alone am this living bread that has come to you from heaven. I love the way that's worded. I alone am the living bread that has come to you from heaven. Eat this bread and you will live forever. Amen. So when you go to that table today, you go with this thought pattern. When I eat this bread, I will live forever. The living bread I give you is my body, which I will offer as a sacrifice so that all may live. That's the secret of his gift. Before he came, they slaughtered animals because they needed the blood for another year. Day of Atonement. They were ready to go year after year after year, and they didn't want it to stop. 52. These words of Jesus sparked an angry outburst among the Jews. They protested, saying, "Does this man expect us to eat his body?" Well, I don't need to go there. You know what happened. They were in their carnal minds. They were operating from the flesh. And if you and I operate from the flesh, we're going to go to that table, and it's going to be just another ritual. But if we go with the Spirit of God that declares that we will never die, that tasting death is not going to be something that will be dramatic. He will slip us in from this realm to the next. And this idea that you got to be sick to die, that's not the case. Okay? In fact, my wife and I were talking about Auntie Pat the other day, and she was 16, and her father went to the bathroom on the second floor, came down the stairs, and he went out. He was gone. He was 49. So, did he taste death? Absolutely not. Poof! Okay? Put your hand back on your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
death is not happy when I declare the truth. And the truth is,
many have crossed over.
And they're not dead. They're more alive now than they've ever been.
And my prayer
is that they're in heaven with you.
And we'll connect someday.
For the glory of our God.
Because we're surrounded
by a cloud of witnesses.
They are celebrating.
And it's our chance to celebrate.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.